Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
Yeah. I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you, per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off, and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024, and we got a legend in the building. We have none other than Homer Blow. Good morning, Homer.
Great morning, Telly. Great morning, Telly. How you doing and feeling this morning, bro?
Oh, feeling great, feeling great.
And I thought you were talking about me. I was just here yesterday.
You're a legend in your own right.
You talking about Homer. My bad. You talking about Homer. I get it.
What up, Dave?
What up, Telly? Good morning, y'all. Good morning, Milwaukee.
Good morning to the brother.
Homer Blow.
Oh, great morning, Dave.
Hey, we got to give a shout out to our man, Kyle Wallace, filling in this morning. Good morning, Kyle. I know these ain't your hours, man, but we appreciate it.
Good morning, good morning.
Kyle is the professional. He pinch hitting. He doing it all.
Yeah,
right? That's
man.
What you do when
man,
you
that's the
things.
Life of radio, bro. Anyway. That's the life of radio.
Yeah, fill in where you fill in, get in where you get in.
Yeah,
sometimes you get a call 5 minutes before. You're like, what?
Again, welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly. If you missed the announcement yesterday, for the entire month of December, we will have a flow of rotation of guest hosts, and we're going to make it a fun month, and we're going to try some different teams and see what Truth Nation feels about the combinations. And today, again, we have Homer Blow in the building. And Homer, how was your Thanksgiving?
Hey, man, it was great, man. Thanksgiving to me, you know, and I know the real truth behind it, but I was able to assist and help with the King Center, of course, in Milwaukee County, giving away turkeys. We gave away over 1,000 turkeys at the King Center at 1531 West Philippe. So Mama Raisin McCullum, a.k.a. Miss D, who's been holding it down over there when they've been trying to say, hey, we need to get rid of this. She's like, uh-uh, not on my watch. So she does a lot of great things. And that was fun, man. That was fun. Everybody, all of the different organizations that came together and helped support that. So that was a great feeling for me. And then, of course, on Thanksgiving Day, Northcott Neighborhood House, Bader Philanthropies, and West Care, Wisconsin, give out hot Thanksgiving dinners. So that each bag feeds a family of four. So some people may have needed two bags. And to give away over 1,000 hot cooked meals on Thanksgiving Day. That was a great feeling. That's always a great feeling, me being able to support the community and help give black and give information of where you can come if you don't have. So that was all great, man. So I had a great, great Thanksgiving because to me, being in the spirit of what it's all about, and that's the same way I feel about Christmas, you know, being in the spirit of being able to give.
Yeah, to me, it's not a coincidence that the end of Thanksgiving, if you just take the thanks off, it's giving.
Right.
And it's the giving season. And we know this is Giving Tuesday. I came across a story where the Milwaukee Bucks forward Chris Middleton gave away 300 coats. And we all know the winters in Wisconsin can be brutal, and there's a lot of people out there that don't have the bare essentials of a nice coat to keep them warm. So love to hear about giving back, and because a lot of people that don't give don't understand how good it is and how good it makes you feel to give. And it actually should make you better, feel better to give than receive. We know that. But and another thing that Chris Middleton, I was just scanning over the article, in addition to the 300 new coats for the winter, United Healthcare in Engelberg Elementary School, which is where Chris donated these coats, they presented the school's brand new hygiene locker. It's stocked with daily essentials that many people take for granted, and students will now have them right at their fingertips.
That's absolutely great. My mother is a retired school teacher, and she used to teach in middle school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you know anything about middle schools, the teachers don't like teaching in middle school because the youth are going from not having to worry about their hygiene, which includes deodorant.
Puberty
mm-hmm. change. And they're not recognizing now they have to wear deodorant and things mm-hmm. like that, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. nobody wants to teach that 6th and 7th grade because that's what they, 'cause they come in there funky.
Right.
But my mother
Musty.
But my mother used to, every year, she would teach those grades. And she would, before the school, pack up, you know, hygiene bags mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. give them to the kids. And she's like, you keep this in your desk. So
so
anytime you come in here, if you funky, this what you
this
you
what go, you need you go to go to. Desk, yeah.
And you don't have to worry about it. So she was like, Mama, why you do all of that? Why you spend all that money? She's like, this is self-preservation.
Yeah.
Hey, so now I don't have to deal with it.
Hey, listen, I know so many teachers that do the exact same thing. And again, if we're talking about teaching, again, so many teachers, in my opinion, they have to be so much more than just a teacher. Mm-hmm. So they can't even just properly just teach because they got to be a social worker, a counselor. Oh, yeah. You know, they're hearing these trauma things. And, of course, when you know they're mandated reporters, it's like now the kid came to you, but are you violating their trust and all of that? But
there's so much stuff that goes
into teaching. Yeah, man. Yeah, they go above hats, underclothes, all that, man. These teachers really go above and beyond because of the care that they have for those children.
Yeah, self-preservation, that's a really good thing that your mom took on. It sounds like a lot early in her career because, again, if you are in these rooms, and then, like you said, we don't really think about those things, and you don't know if someone has ever been properly trained on how you know, mm-hmm, make sure mm-hmm, that mm-hmm, you stay mm-hmm. fresh and stay clean.
It seems trivial, but I work for a mentor company, Ambrose Place. I work for them, and I mentor some youth. And so we used to do this thing called the Village, where all of the mentors would bring their male mentees, and we would run programs for them. Me and my man Dave Blackman, who's very into athletic stuff and fitness, mm-hmm, he would mm-hmm. work them out and do yoga and stuff like that in the mornings, and then in the afternoons I would do life lessons, and one of those life lessons was hygiene. And so we gave them, like, you know, my mother, like I said, that mm-hmm, we gave them mm-hmm, hygiene mm-hmm. packs, mm-hmm. and we gave them, like, you know, the travel bags that would have a brush in there, comb in there, do-rag in there, deodorant in there, combs in there. They loved it.
Yeah.
They, them kids,
because
them little
a lot
boys
of them probably
it.
Have never had it.
They never had it. Yeah. They loved it. And so they still, to this day, when I see them, they come through and I see the other people's kids, and I'm like, he's still like, yeah, I still got my do-rag. I still got my this, if somebody hasn't taken it. But the point is, those things that we take for granted, that we think are trivial, that we just, you know, our daddies may have taught us or our uncle may have dropped on us, they not getting dropped on them.
They're not.
So even to the point where you're talking about cleaning yourself. Like, I did a whole thing about, I asked the kids what y'all want to know about. That's what they want. How do I, you know, wash and not be funky? How do I had to teach them.
Yeah.
Under your arms, under your thing, you know. You got
bird bath.
They're taught by a ready-to-roll generation, which is part of the mutation. Again, you're going to always hear me bring that up. Mamas, daddies, whoever the guy is that spent the night, he up out the bed, he go to the bathroom to use it, but not use it. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they go to these gas stations and buy a white tee, just pull the other tee off and put the white tee on. Yeah. Ain't put a lick of water. No, you know what I mean? Nothing. And this is what they see. Some of the mothers might be going out to go up north, and I just pack my bag and I'm out.
Mama, you didn't. You get what I'm saying?
Homer in the trenches. Yeah. He be knowing.
Man, yeah. I'm just trying to tell you.
He just
man.
Told you about all the Thanksgiving dinners you're giving out. Homer in the trenches.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. But you see it, and it's like, you know, how do you stop it? But it, what the amazing thing to me is the fact that you don't have these kids that will pick up on those habits, but they'll latch on to some of the worst habits that
some of the
see.
Negative, yes.
And you're just like, man, you. Because a lot of times, and I know, and I love this part, and all fraternities, you know, put in their fair share of service. So I'm not saying that, you know, Omegas do anything, you know, different than other fraternities do. But
yes,
one of the things that I really, one of the things that I really, really enjoy is our Assault on Illiteracy program, mm-hmm. where once a month, we will go, we'll pick a school in MPS and we will go and we will do like an hour program where we will read to, you know, different kids and we will pick different grades each mm-hmm. month. But the point of me saying that is at first, you know, it was about, man, you know, this is cool to go do this. But then you start to realize the importance of it, that a lot of these kids have never seen a positive male figure.
Mm-hmm.
Like they, and then, and because you start to look at how they view you, and they're like looking at you like you're some like alien because yeah. you're normal. And a lot of times it's just unfortunate they don't have that in their lives. That's not normal to them. You're right. Absolutely
you're normal
right.
to you, but to them, you're like you just said, you are an alien
yeah.
in that regard. You are an alien. And I oftentimes speak about the statistics of fathering and all of this stuff where black men actually do father more than most races. We are involved in our kids' lives more than most races. Exactly. So I don't get in, but the point is in American culture, fathering has declined. Mm-hmm. Across the board,
yep.
across all races. And so when you yep. step in and you do those type of things, like you were talking about your fraternity, my fraternity, the Alphas, we have the Botillion that they do every year that they've been doing for the last couple decades. Mm-hmm. of, and they take some boys and they help them become men and lead them into the next phase of their lives after leaving high school, going into college. We need to have more programs like what y'all do, what we do. It needs to be what Homer does. Everybody needs to do that and make it a community because we are missing. There's a disconnect. There's yep. there's a missing connection here. And when we talk about that type of stuff, when we talked about earlier about the fights that Homer was speaking of,
yeah, and we're going to get into it.
That's a disconnection.
Yes, yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's one of the several hot topics we will get into in today's show. Security. We have two people that put on and are involved in a lot of events, and Homer Blow and Damian LZ, and the security at clubs and events. Like, what are the measures? How, you know, how do we make sure that we are safe while we're trying to enjoy ourselves at these events? And Homer has a couple of instances over the Thanksgiving weekend where it wasn't as peaceful as it could have been. And
this, that part.
and it's a trend that we don't want to see. And it's a trend that is going in the wrong direction. So we're going to get into that. Plus, Tyler Perry. He comes out with a bold statement that I believe has a lot of truth to it involving social media. We'll get into that in the second hour. But coming up after the break, two more Walgreens in Milwaukee is closing, leaving residents left looking for new pharmacies. I tell you what, that is something that I know is impacting at least a few people that are listening this morning. And we're going to get into that on the other side of the break. Homer Blow, Damian LZ in the building. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Okay, Kyle, what's this? What song is this?
I thought you was off air.
What's that?
I thought you was off air. This is Jacob Lattimore, the local kid.
Okay.
Jacob Lattimore.
Okay,
man.
I see it.
He's got several albums, man.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
No, I'm just saying, hit me up on some game. I just wanted to know what was going on.
Good thing we didn't, you know. Man. Shout out to Jacob Lattimore and his whole family.
We always support local now.
Man, I gave him his first on-air interview, played his first songs.
Wow.
I'm embedded with Jacob Lattimore.
Yeah, get his
whole
family.
Shout out to Tish.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Hey, we know that this is the giving season, and today is Giving Tuesday, and we have teamed up with Milwaukee College Prep to make a difference for Milwaukee's future. Milwaukee College Prep provides a top-tier K-8 education free of charge to 2,000 children in underserved communities, and 96% of their students go on to graduate from high school in time. As compared to 65% of their peers from other Milwaukee schools. With less government funding than traditional public schools, MCP needs your support to provide critical resources for scholar success. Give the gift of education right now by visiting MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com/Giving Tuesday to donate. That is MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com/Giving Tuesday to donate. And I will definitely make that announcement again in the second hour of Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Homer Blow and Damian LZ in the building. And
oh, you could still say legendary. I know Dane was like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what? My bad.
No, I want to get used to the legendary thing. He don't want to be regular with me.
You know what? I kind of like that.
He don't want to be regular with Damian LZ. He want legendary before his name. Okay, Homer. We know.
Dame, I feel the same. I'm just telling, man.
Right.
Okay,
Homer. Well, we know you legendary.
He said it.
We know.
He said it.
So you telling me I need to be more consistent in saying it every time I say your name.
You know. That's part of what the problem is. People ain't consistent with it. But they gonna learn today.
Well, unfortunately, yesterday some Milwaukee residents learned that another Walgreens is closing. The sign on the front door of the Walgreens at 91st Street and Appleton Avenue was a shock to some, including Maybell Burrell, who did an interview and said that she had no idea that it was going to close. And the sign read, store closing permanently December 3rd, 2024.
You mean the lack of cars and and customers weren't enough to give a sign that maybe it ain't doing so well?
Wow. Well, again, two Walgreens are closing, and the shutdowns are part of a 1,200 set to close nationwide announced by Walgreens in October. But for some reason, it just seems like it's affecting the black communities.
Yep.
These Walgreens aren't surviving in predominantly black communities. And we're going to get into that. But let's hear, courtesy of WISN, two more Walgreens are closing in the Milwaukee area.
Is shutting down tomorrow.
This is one of two pharmacies closing this week. Shoppers will see the doors closed at 91st and Appleton at that Walgreens tomorrow. That's where James Stratton is joining us live tonight. And James, customers have to now figure out where to go for their prescriptions.
They do, Deanna. Some planned ahead. Others found out by looking at the sign on the door. See, it's store closing on the left side there. Expected to close tomorrow by 3 p.m. This location, 91st and Appleton, along with the other MLK and Hadley, two of 1,200 stores closing nationwide. A Walgreens spokesperson told 12 News last month the company is closing stores due to, quote, increased regulatory and reimbursement pressures weighing on the ability to cover costs. Alderman Lamont Westmoreland says he was told the 91st and Appleton location is closing because it's underperforming and because of theft. Those we spoke with today also mentioning theft and say they are sad to see their local pharmacy go.
That was James Stratton, courtesy of WISN. And when we were talking about this topic during our show prep, Homer went in.
Hashtag no lies detected.
The legendary Homer went in. So, again, like I said before that clip, And Damian, I know you were going to say something. You were going to make a point.
I was going to say that. You good.
Oh, okay. Like, here's the deal. We have to understand that there's a reason why these stores are closing in the locations they are closing in. And are we, as a black community, shooting ourselves in the foot?
Some of us are. Not all, but some of us.
So, Homer, please dive into why you think this is the problem, or what the problem really is.
You know, again, you know, we talk about accountability. When you have some situations where parental supervision is not taking place, children, teens, Toys R Us adults, which mean that they grown, but they still acting like they a kid. They still doing childish things. So the drug problem that is going on, it's not just in our community, but again, we see a lot of the pharmacies being held up. And again, that's a big issue. They're losing a lot of money that way. The theft theory or mentality of a lot of people that instead of working for it to try to get or buy this, they are going in there and looking at, we all got insurance, so we ain't got to worry about it. And it is really putting, it's hurting our community. Like, I look at some of the Walmarts that have closed. I look at some of the other businesses. Man. I remember when we had a Starbucks in Midtown, and the reason that they said they closed it is, again, because they were being robbed all the time. And there were young black men and women and teens that were working there that now have to deal with all of this mental trauma,
yes,
of having guns put into their face. And then you have, what limitations can your security do with the retail theft that is going on? Mm-hmm. Do they go outside and do this, or do they go outside and do that? So it's a lot of people that are not taking self-accountability for themselves, as well as a lot of PWKs, people with kids, that are not giving a damn because they also going in there stealing.
Yeah. And to add on to that, having a daughter, two daughters, one of working age, that was one of the many things that I considered. Like, when you get your first job, I'm not about to have you go to a fast food restaurant and they robbing it, or, you know, go to a Walmart. Like, for real. Like, because, like you said, the PTSD, we don't know how long that lasts, and you could just be traumatized for a really long time. Dan hit us up on our True Talking text line and said, that many people are stealing from Walgreens? I don't believe it.
I'm with
Dan. Believe it.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
We tell you the truth.
Have y'all been to Walgreens lately?
I have. I know where you going.
If you can steal from Walgreens, the way they got everything locked up, you need to work for the CIA. You need to work for some type of clandestine organization. No, if you are able to steal from Walgreens. Because have you seen, steal? Yeah. Some candy?
No. What you have to understand is where I'm going with how deep this goes.
Listen, Homer, I hear what you're saying. Let me talk. I hear what you're saying, but I disagree.
Okay.
I think a lot of times these corporations say stealing and all of this stuff is proliferant, is so prevalent in our areas that they got to close these stores down. When the truth of the matter is, these corporations are losing money across the board because the services they provide are no longer needed as much as they were once needed. A lot of times people get prescriptions from you can get prescriptions sent in the mail. You could get all of this stuff that you're doing in the mail. Open box retail stores are going the way of the dinosaur store across the country. So when they have to start shrinking, the first place they're going to shrink is in the black neighborhoods and the Latino neighborhoods, because they've shrunk in the Latino neighborhood. This is the third Walgreens that is closed. They closed one on the near south side, and then they closed these two here in these neighborhoods. We have to realize that a lot of times it's not, they put it on us, and I'm not saying that we aren't stealing, but if you look at the crime numbers, the theft that we do is equal to the same theft that they do in their areas. So I'm not, let me finish, Homer.
I'm not
buying into the fact that our criminality level is so high that these stores, it's not that these stores can't operate. If you know these numbers, white folks steal more than black folks. White folks are poor more than black folks. So they poor and not stealing? No, they're poor and stealing. killing too. So why aren't they closing the stores in these white areas, in Oconomowoc, in Sussex, in areas like that? They are doing the same theft that we are doing. But see, they use us as an excuse to say we're closing the store down and it's your fault.
Yeah, not to the degree. Not to the degree. One,
no,
it's not. It's not because I research a lot of this.
Homer,
trust and believe me,
trust
that I do.
I do it too.
It's the people. It's some of the people that look like us that take their keys and unlock. They are the ones. When I looked at the statistics of the Walmarts and all of those places that ended up closing, these people were that worked there were ended up taking TVs and all kind of stuff and putting them in a dumpster. So when you got people that are supposed to be there to help the store or the company, and they also participating in the foolishness of theft. They're stealing themselves.
So are you saying that theft is not taking place in
middle America? I don't say that it don't take place other places.
Then why aren't they closing their stores?
We're shooting ourselves in the foot.
I understand.
The same reason that our ICE.
Why do we have to be perfect in order to maintain our businesses?
We don't have to be.
So it seems to me that when they close down stuff in the black neighborhoods, they always say, oh, the crime and this, that, and the other. When the actual numbers show crime is down. The crime is down in the 15th district.
Well, let me interject. Let me make sure Truth Nation can get in here. 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think about these two Walgreens closing. And before I let you guys continue, I just want to throw this in there. And Dame, I feel you, like, when you go in these Walgreens, everything is locked up. Like, everything besides chips and juice.
Right.
And but the one thing that I think we're not focusing on is the fact that there are a lot of people that depend on these Walgreens for their medicine.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Not about the food or the things that are being, you know, stolen, quote unquote. What about the service that you are there to provide in the first place? And that is a pharmacy. So you have these older people in these black communities that may not have the transportation to get across town to get their medicine where they could go around the corner and get it. So what about them? Again, 833-212-1017. We're going to go ahead and step aside and let Homer and Damian take a blow. But when we come back, we're going to get right back into it. Yeah. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly, Homer Blow, Damian LZ in the building. We've been talking about the latest two Walgreens that will be shutting down in Milwaukee effective today. One is on 91st Street and Appleton. And the other one, Damien, did you say that was the South Side that they?
No, the other one that's closing today is on MLK.
MLK, but that's right.
But there was one earlier in the year that closed on the South Side.
Yeah, so the Walgreens at MLK Junior Drive and Hadley Street is expected to close Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to mention the Hampton one.
Yeah.
The one on Hampton. You know, it's been closed.
Well,
Hopkins and Hamptons.
Well, yeah, we've had one closed. We had one closed on North. That it was one on the upper side of North
on Capitol Drive,
and it was closed years ago since we've been in office. The one on 27th has been threatening to be closing, so we've been working with them to stay open. So it ain't. It's gonna get worse.
Yes. So
the one, 27th and National.
That's the one that closed on 27th and National. Mm-hmm.
We are getting a lot of smoke on our talking text line. Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Chauncey has weighed in and say, yep, store on Appleton, no surprise. Just 2 months ago, I stopped in there to grab some Gatorade and almost got ran over from a dude running out of there with a whole cash register. The store staff uttered that he was a regular in all the Walgreens stores in the hood.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Dan says that part, Dame, hit it right on the nose. They just using us as escape goats. I think that's what he was trying to say. Yeah. The caller also said, awesome take, brother Dame. Criminality is not only in the black community. It does take place just as much at stores in white communities.
Mm-hmm. And so when you're losing money across the board, it's easier. And Homer and I was discussing this in the break. The conversation continued, y'all. Y'all missed some great stuff. We're
going to try to. Oh, it's going
to
keep going.
We're
going
to try to recreate it. But, you know, me and Homer talk. That's my man.
Yes, sir.
And so,
yes, sir.
The issue we have is that in the black community, if you're having these criminal, they use the stereotypes of what's going on in the black community as a way to slide out, and then people aren't as upset when they slide out. Because we're going to believe that, okay, the criminal issue is a part of what we deal with on a daily basis. So, of course, it's affecting Walgreens. But that's happening across the country. Criminal activities is happening across the country in every community in this country. The meth, like Homer was saying, you got meth heads in middle America that are doing the same stuff that this brother was doing, walking out with cash registers. It's going on all over the country. So to say that it's just happening here and that's the reason that we're closing is ridiculous. And another issue that we were talking about is because we are black, we have to work twice as hard to gain things, but we also have to be twice as diligent to not give them a reason to close our stuff. And I agree with Homer with that. I'll let Homer speak on that. But
because again, we have someone who will be inaugurated that has 34 felonies. We can get turned down for a job for having one. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So when we talk about why is that, I mean, that is the gazillion-dollar question. But again, one person's ice being colder than the other. So my thing is, when we know that this is how the system operates, when we know that we have not came together as a collective, as a group of people to fight these things, we got silos of people that come together and say, you know what, let's do this, let's do that. And it goes back to, as I quoted before in the self-destruction song, they call us animals. I don't agree with them. Wrong is what I'm proving them, but right is what you're proving them. So we give them just enough information. We give them just enough trauma and bull that, yeah, we're going to close this club down. Yeah, it was a mass shooting at that club, and they don't get closed down. Yeah, they were selling cocaine out of that club, but it don't get closed down. But if we get any of those things that happen in a black-owned establishment, shut them down.
Oh, yeah.
Shut
you
them
don't
down.
Get a what, second, what are they doing? Or a third
so
chance.
When we got people that work at these pharmacies, we know, and Dane, where you're going, and we're telling, and myself, we all know the deeper part of it. Yeah, I'm not ignorant to that. But what I'm saying is we are not helping by the amount of where the security guard don't even chase nobody no more. The people that work there will tell you they come in here stealing, like the person said, it's a regular occasion.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, oh, he's a regular. Yeah. She's a regular.
So before the break, I was referencing, what about the people that need their medicine and not necessarily the other products inside Walgreens? Gwendolyn hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, Walgreens has a pharmacy-only location on East Capitol. Why can't they do that to all the stores if that's the case?
Absolutely.
That's a really good question.
Now, see,
and then she said, at least people can still get their medications.
If they cared,
exactly,
they would do that.
Right.
Because that's the most essential thing that Walgreens does. Everything else is,
right.
Is,
you can
is
get
auxiliary.
From somewhere else.
It's auxiliary. You can get that from the corner store. You get that. But if they really cared about the communities that these stores are in, and if the stealing, you can't steal from a pharmacy.
You're right.
They
rob pharmacies all the time.
I'm saying the people that
but
work
everything
there,
that's locked up.
Everything that's I'm saying the people that like we're talking about internal theft and all of that stuff. It would be much more difficult to rob a pharmacy than it is to rob a Walgreens, regardless. But then the theft ain't really, you ain't losing nothing because you're not paying for these drugs to come in. You're not doing all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
There
this is just
is.
So if it's really about making money, and you want to have these people be served, and you hear the cries of the people about the pharmacies. I didn't even know that was an option, that you could have a pharmacy only and just have a Walgreens that's just serving, just doing the pharmacy. Why don't
apparently
they do
there's one on East Capitol.
Why don't they do that?
Hey,
then?
Well, we're going to find out something, I think, a little more interesting, because we have Al on the line. Al, you on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning.
Good morning. First thing I want to say is this is the one thing. We can't keep this in-house, and sometimes feelings going to have to be hurt. It has never affected black people because it was never the black people doing the ignorance. It's always been them ninjas. I'm going to say ninjas, okay? So we can't sit here and act like it doesn't exist from the Walgreens to our neighborhoods. It's never been the black people. It's the ninjas who go in there. See, ninjas don't care about tearing down their neighborhood. That's why we don't have anything. That's why a lot of the black people feel like they stuck when you see the devastation. And when them ninjas go in there still, some of them be in there with their mammy and pappy who can lay up there screw and moan all night. All right, but they can't get out there and use their mouth to get some money to pay their We Energy's bill. You got 10 people sitting on welfare, and you got all this stuff going on. So we can't sit here and act like this stuff don't exist, because what it happened is it is affecting the black people. Ninjas don't care. That's why we're in the predicament. But we need to be loud and proud and just go on and say it. Because keeping it in house is not gonna get out. And I'm gonna be honest with you. And I love where I live. But sometimes when I get up, I don't want to see no ninjas. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, ignorance. Sometimes I don't want to deal with it. And when I go to Walgreens, I drive way out and don't nothing be locked up. So I'm just keeping it 100. But we gotta be honest.
Yeah.
With us.
Period.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Al,
have a good day.
Don't hang up, Al.
What's up?
You get your battery fixed yesterday?
I sure did. It was fixed within an hour. Oh, you know I got fast.
That's how we was working. No, real talk, Al. We was making sure, because it was cold yesterday. And we was in here like, make sure Al get his stuff fixed. And we was worried. So, you know, if you ever need some help, you call us.
Well, you know, look, it's two things I know how to do. I keep a rusty butcher knife, because, you know, if you cut somebody, you get gangrene. And I know how to hit. Trust me, I know how to move and groove. Have a good one.
Your views and opinions expressed by.
Gangrene. I heard that. I think in so many words. Al said exactly what Homer said.
Yeah.
Can't do it in silos. We need to come together.
Al is one of them.
You know, between the black people and the ninjas. Just don't be in silos, right?
Right.
Yep.
Miriam hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, now compare how much theft compared to the profit they have been making. That is the research that needs to be done, because even their employees can tell you the real reason.
Mm. They got insurance. I'm not saying it makes your insurance go up. Obviously, you do have to do business in areas where, but that's the same thing we had to deal with redlining and all of that other stuff was insurance. And that was is having to pay higher insurance rates. And because they said the crime was worse in certain zip codes and certain areas and this, that, and the other. And so now you got to pay all this money on insurance. I'm assuming these stores are having to pay a grip on insurance, but that's the insurance companies just making a whole bunch of money. That's why certain gas stations, the gas is $3.80, and you go six blocks away, and it's only $2.99 or something, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I've asked them, why is your gas so expensive? Well, I have to offset insurance costs and stuff. I'm not going to use the accent that I would use if it went on the air. But I have to offset the insurance costs and stuff like that, right? So
Buddy whenever you want to say it.
We as a black community, and I agree with Homer, we have to take a more responsibility. We aren't alleviated of having to be responsible for what's going on. We allow them to put us in this situation. Like when I was young, my mama would tell me, you get in trouble in the classroom, but what you did was minor. And then when you leave, you slam the door. And now you're in more trouble. And now you've given them a reason to make it. It's no longer about whatever it was. It's something else. And we do that to ourselves. Whereas we can defend it, we can fight it and say they're doing this. But we also have to be the ones to stop
doing the stuff that is they're using
that's
as a key. But
that's
I'm not allowing them to use that as an excuse to. I agree with Homer saying, but I'm not allowing them to just use that as an excuse for why they're just closing these stores.
Yeah, well, the caller hit us up and said, the post office does deliver medication, as Dame said, all facts. Good riddance to Walgreens. They can't compete with Walmart or Dollar Tree for the exact items. They practice price gouging. Well, again, when it comes to medication, like, in my opinion, do we really want to rely on the post office? Stuff happens to the post office all the time. Yeah. And if there's a delay and there's medication that I need,
I want to go get my stuff.
Exactly. And it's a shame that you got to go way across town, like Al said, where the stuff isn't locked up.
Yeah. I go all the way out to Cold Spring. And the reason I go out to Cold Spring is not because stuff is free and stuff is locked up. It's because I got tired of getting treated terrible at the pharmacy counter. I would go to the one on 35th in Wisconsin, and it'd be, you know, by the time I get there, and I don't blame them. The workers, they dealing with a lot. It's 35th in Wisconsin. You got the vet center across the street. It's in the middle. You know, they dealing with a lot. I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving you my money for you to treat me badly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Feel that.
So I go all the way out to Cold Spring. And they say, hey, Mr. Elsie, here's your prescription and this, that, and the other. And if I do get treated badly out there, I'm like, are you okay, sister?
Because
you work out here.
Right.
So you don't have no excuse to be acting like that.
You work out here because you want to get away from that.
Right. So are you okay? Something must be really going on for you to treat me this way.
I drive to different Walmarts because I just don't feel safe or comfortable with the ones that are in my community.
I don't want to have to deal with
that baby daddy, baby mama issues, employees fighting each other.
I don't want
to
deal
so,
with it.
So, Homer, it goes back to basically what you were saying at first. A lot of the accountability comes back to us. Because if we are taking care of this, if we are providing the customer service and everything that is needed, where you don't have to go to those other communities to get it. Because like you just said, you like going way out there just because they say, hey, Mr. LZ.
Yeah. And it started though, because I'm staunch black. So it started only because the medication I needed, for some reason, they didn't have in none of, I called around, they didn't have in none of the inner city stores, but they had them at this store. So I was like, okay, I'll switch it out there. So I just started going out there. And now people are like, why do you go out? Because I like it now. because my eyes have been open.
It's fast food restaurants that you can go out to certain communities
and
you
get different.
Greeted with, you know, hi, how can I take your order? Instead of somebody standing in the drive-through window
just
doing
an
Indian
you.
Pat
talking
about, may I help you?
Yeah.
What you want? Hold on. Somebody here.
All right. Hey, we have to step aside, but Ron, we see you. We are going to get to you. Ron from the South Side, he wants to chime in on our topic. Two more closings of Walgreens in the Milwaukee area. We want to hear from you, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I knew that this would affect. What did I start the show off by saying? I know at least a couple of people would be affected by these Walgreens. Mm-hmm. And Truth Nation, we appreciate your engagement. Continue to hit us up, 833-212-1017. And again, you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Ron from the South Side, thank you for your patience. Good morning. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. How y'all doing today?
Bless. All right, brother.
Sounds good. Y'all making it hard for me to pick a side on this because you both making good points. Let's talk about Homer and Dame. One of these kids are doing their own thing, though. Dame, I understand where you're saying that the Walgreens and some of these Walmarts are closing and they're trying to pretty much put it on us when you got most still in on the south side. I know the Walgreens on National, on 27th National, that was about to close too. But the shock for me was when I first started seeing them lock stuff up. The Walmart on Capitol, East Capitol, I went down there because we do gift exchanges around this time of year for Christmas and all that. I went down there to get me some deodorant and shampoo and that. And then I went around the corner to get it, and a young lady had to come and unlock the stuff. And I'm like, what the heck is this? So when I go to the south side in the deep part of the south, not just right on the north side, not by the bridge, stuff is not locked up. So I was like, why is it not locked up over here? It was locked up over there. And it's the thief, the stealing. It was the stealing. Another thing I noticed, too, in Milwaukee, I don't know, you tell me, do you guys know if there's a Quick Trip gas station over there besides the one off 100-something in Capitol? Because
nope, that's it.
If you ever been in the Quick Trip, man, the Quick Trip gas stations is like, they're like top shelf. But in Milwaukee, you get the little, you know, crappy gas stations, I just would say. So, I mean, I'm just seeing the difference between the north and the south side, and if they're blaming the thievery, and if it's just to put stuff on black people, or if it's really happening. Homer said, yeah, let's be real, it is happening. Damon said, I think they're just throwing it at us because we're black. I mean, I'm kind of up in the air about the choice of what I agree with. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate your call, Ron. That's the part that we love, that you have a platform where you don't have to agree with everything we say, or you can agree to disagree. But I think that both Homer and Dame have really brought up some great points that make you really think about, okay, what is the real problem? Because unless we get to the root of the problem, it's going to continue to affect our communities when it comes to these Walgreens shutdowns. But now, Truth Nation, is your chance to be our one call. That's all Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 101.7thetruth.com. Bobby, Black Conscious, we see you. We're going to get to you on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. Hour number 2 coming up after this.
Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Are you tired?